Good morning and welcome, and thank you for joining us out here at Grace Ranch at Grace Chapel. Let us praise and worship the Lord.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you for allowing us to be able to come together again today in your name. And Father, open our eyes and open our ears. Give us the understanding, Lord. And we thank you for being here with us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall glory and the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, are a shield about me. You're my glory and the lifter of my head.
Give the Lord a cheer.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Grace Ranch, West Texas Sunday service. We'll start this again.
Amen.
So, I've been thinking about reading the Word. How many out there read the Word every day? How many start your day off reading the Word? How many end your day reading the Word? And how many of you just read the New Testament, thinking the Old Testament really doesn't pertain anymore? Well, you're wrong there. in Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written afore were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. When this was written, there was no New Testament. All they had was the law and the prophets. And if you don't read the Old Testament, you're missing out a lot about Jesus. Jesus walked in the garden with Adam. He was the voice walking. Jesus and two angels came and visited Abraham. Jesus was in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Read Psalm 22. It is a prophecy, but it is a brutal description of the crucifixion of Jesus. And you can go through the whole Old Testament and see many, many, many examples of Jesus, but you have to read it. There's a lot of lessons in the Old Testament, and you miss out so much. But it says that we have comfort of the scriptures and that we might have hope. That was written about the Old Testament. In 2 Timothy 3:16, and I have to get there. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And I want to repeat, there was no New Testament when this was written. This is about the Old Testament. And it also pertains to the New Testament, so don't think you don't have to read that. But all scripture is given by inspiration of God. He dictated that to his secretaries, and they wrote it down so we would be able to learn about him. In 2 Timothy 2:15, just back up a little bit there, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When I first came to the Lord, I didn't have a King James Bible. My first King James Bible was given to me by Davy. And this is what he wrote in the front of that Bible when he gave it to me. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what we should be doing every single day. We should be studying the Word of God. We should be reading the Word of God. And that way, if we know the Word, we don't have to be ashamed. And we're going to rightly divide the Bible, which is the Word of truth, which is Jesus in written form. And the word divided means to expound correctly the divine message. So if we're reading it and studying it, when we give the Word out, it's going to be correct. And we can trust him to give us the words when we're out there. And he said he'll bring things back to remembrance. But if we've never read it, what is there to remember? You have to have read it first. But we're workmen, and we don't have to be ashamed, especially if we have studied the word. Now I want to go to Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Okay, that's his armor. And we get to put it on. And the devil's not going to be able to stand against us. So okay, let's turn over to 15 real quick. It says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, almost everyone out there knows what the gospel is. Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us from our sins, to wash us clean with his blood. He went into hell for 3 days and he defeated hell and death. And he rose from the dead that we might have eternal life. That is the gospel. What is the gospel of peace? Jesus is the peacemaker. And the gospel is a treaty between God and man. We are no longer at war with God when we accept Him as our Lord and Savior. So the gospel is a peace treaty. And Jesus was the peacemaker. And we can accept that or not. We don't have to be at war with God. We can be a workman, rightly dividing the truth. We can be out there sharing Him with people. We can be out there doing all that God has called us to do and what Jesus told us to do in His Word. We can be out there healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead, performing miracles. It's up to us. But unless we read the Word, unless we study the Word, we won't know what to do. And it's on each of us individually to do that. So spend time in the Word every single day so you can be prepared as you go out to minister to people, to go out and do the job that Jesus has called us to do. And if we don't know His Word, we can't do it. So it's no one can make you read it. It's an individual decision. And if you want to walk in the power of God, then spend time in the Word every day. When you get up in the morning, or before you go to bed, or both times, or during the day, don't slack off. Read it every single day. And we can be out there showing people the peace treaty that Jesus signed with His blood on the cross.
Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye can stand against. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye can stand against the devil. For ye know it's not flesh and blood that ye wrestle. Put on the whole armor of God and against the devil. For ye know it's not flesh and blood that we wrestle. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Praise the Lord. Alrighty. time, I think we're going over to Psalm 105. The longer that I'm walking and attempting to be with the Lord and do the work that the Lord has for me, the more I find myself at times getting a little irritated when I hear certain people going through the same stuff over and over again and not doing as the Lord would do. And I'd love to say that it's a righteous anger, but it's not. I'm angry because I did the same exact thing. The word of the Lord points us back to the basics. And if we don't read them, as Ann said, we're not going to know the basics. But the word is not going to pat you on the head, pat you on the back, lift you up, make you float around. The word's going to point out that we all have faults. The word's going to point us to the place where we are wrong and where we need to overcome. It's going to give us a message that we may not want to hear. Why is that? Because if you're going to walk in the way that Christ walked, and you're going to do the job that Christ has called you to do, then you have to be able to see your own faults and to make the decision yourself to change those so that you can walk as He walked, so you can do the work that He has put before you. Psalms 105, starting at verse 1, says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among people." That's our commandment, right? To go ye out in the world and make disciples of everybody. Excuse the paraphrase. Every person that calls themselves a Christian should be doing just that. Giving the gospel to every person. And there are some who are just new in the Lord. They should have their testimony that they can give of what the Lord has done for them. But there are a lot of them out there who have not even written their testimonies yet. So do they know what their testimony is? Are they ready? Have they made the commitment? Have they decided that they are truly going to follow the Lord and walk with Him? If so, they need to write their testimony so that they know what their testimony is. You might think you know what it is in your head. I thought I knew what my testimony was, and I was wrong until I actually wrote it down. Because there were things that I wrote down that I didn't even remember. It was brought to remembrance as I was writing it. Things that had happened in my life. Times when the Lord had been there, and I didn't even know it was Him. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. If you have your testimony, you can tell His wondrous works that He's done with you. How He helped you. Especially when you're talking to somebody who already knows you or knew you before you made the decision. And believe me, most of those people won't want to have anything to do with you. And that's okay. That is okay. Because the Lord will give you a family around you that may not be your natural family, but they will be closer to you and be more supportive of you than even your natural family will be. But you need your testimony. You need to know your testimony. You need to be able to express to people what He has done for you. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. And I'm not going to go any further down because it gets into how this all ties into Israel. But these first five tie in to a walk of faith. Wanting to seek Him. Wanting to see His face. And as Anne said, to understand Him, you must understand His word. To be an example, you have to know His word so you know how He walked, so that you can walk the same. Most people that are down and out already have the sense of doom around them. Some of us have felt that sense of doom in our life, where you figure, okay, I'm done, I'm going to hell. So those people, Jesus never walked up to somebody and said, hey, you're going to hell. Did He? Instead, He said, believe in Me. Those people know where their destiny lies at present. Unfortunately, there are some of those that are out walking around who think they're bound to end in heaven. Instead, they're going to be sadly mistaken when that day comes. They're going to find out they're bound. And they're going to find out what torture is. And they'll find out that there is a hell. Our goal is to let everyone know. And it should be every person's goal to let everyone know there is a way. You can get out of that. You can defeat it. You can beat it up. And you can walk away from it and walk to the light and walk to Jesus Christ and humble yourself and get down on your knees and beg His forgiveness. And the beautiful thing is, He'll give it. If you've gotten to that point in your life and you have accepted Him, then it's time to do what He has commanded each and every one of us to do that has accepted Him. And believe me, there are times when I'm ready to go do it, and there's times when I'm not. And I'm ashamed to say that that's a fact. And I struggle, and I beat myself up over it sometimes. But you can't do it if you're not ready. And there are days when I'm not ready because I didn't start my day off properly. I didn't start my day off in Jesus Christ. Especially on those days when all of a sudden I wake up and I remember there was something I forgot to do. And so instead of turning to Him first thing in the morning, what am I doing? I am scrambling around trying to get a direction when all I had to do was take 30 seconds and pray and thank Him for another day so that I may have a chance to learn and get it right. And all the things of this world would take care of themselves. And it's a beautiful thing. I love those days when it all goes like it should. I get up in the morning and I pray. And everything's nice and... It doesn't have to be 75 degrees outside with flowers blooming and butterflies floating and everything else. But the feeling when I do pray and I thank Him for that chance... There may be clouds in the sky, but I don't see them. Because my focus has changed. My focus is on Him. And when I take the time and get into His Word in the morning, and I'm not saying you have to sit down and read for 4 hours. Most people don't have enough time in their day to actually sit and do that. I know I don't. I probably could. But in all seriousness, I cannot accomplish what I need to do in a day if I held to that kind of a regimen. So I have to kind of pick and choose the times when I can get into His Word. And I should do it more. I know I should do it more. But even when I'm driving down the road, there are times when I will... hear the Word just by being quiet and driving and thinking about the Lord. And then I can always listen to it on one of my devices while I'm doing things during the day. And it's a glorious thing. It can change your entire day by just turning to our Lord Jesus Christ and to start our day with that simple prayer. It's a simple thing. But sometimes we let the world take the simplest things and make them complicated. And it's my prayer to everyone that hears this and to everyone that is here that the Lord show you all the points to allow you to be able to walk as He walked, to love as He loved, and to have His peace against the world. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And Your love came down. And Your love came down. Yes, Your love came down. And it saved.
Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And Your love came down. Yes, Your love came down. Yes, Your love came down. And it saved me. Save me.
Many dangers,
toils, and snares I have already.
Christ that brought me safe thus far. Grace will lead me home. Thousand years shining as the sun. No less is to sing God's praise when we first begun. Carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Rush on the city, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Oh, the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm.
Thank you, Jesus. God arise,
righteous be glad. Yes, let them rejoice in gladness. God is right. Just be glad. Yes, let them rejoice in gladness. God is triumphant mightily.
God is an awesome God. off his sleeves. He ain't just putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. Our God is an awesome God. And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. Turn is very close, so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God
is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
The sky was
starless in the void of the night. Our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we just thank you, and we praise you, Lord, and we love you. Thank you, Jesus. We know that you walk with us as we go out in this world. Bring to remembrance, Lord, all the things that we have learned. Bring your word into our remembrance. Strengthen us and love us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.